Reuters, AP and Getty are among the major agencies who pulled it overnight, saying Princess Charlotte's sleeve's been edited. Former royal correspondent Jenny Bond says there's been intense speculation since she had an operation in January.
I don't think the palace should have been put in a position where they felt that they really had to put out information that Catherine didn't want put out. Yes, she's a public figure, but yes, we all have a right to privacy about our medical details. And I just think we need to stop.
The mother of teenager Brianna Jai has met the family of the girl who murdered her child. Esther Jai says it was emotional and she hopes to make something good out of her horrific situation. Police say 350 people have contacted them about an investigation into a funeral directors in Humberside. Two people have been arrested after 34 bodies were taken away from parlours. Three former Conservative Home Secretaries are warning the government against politicising the fight against extremism. Dame Priti Patel, Sir Sajid Javid and Amber Rudd are among the people who signed a statement calling for a broad consensus in tackling the issue. The Community Secretary, Michael Gove, will set out a new definition of extremism in the coming days. Security Minister Tom Tugendhat insists it's about protecting people.
We're setting out an agenda to keep the British people safe from extremist and radical ideas. Of course we need ideas, of course we need a challenge of thought. But what we also need to do is to make sure that people are safe in our country and that they're not lured down a path of radicalisation.
Political party Reform UK says it's preparing to make a major announcement this morning. There's speculation former Tory deputy chairman Lee Anderson could join the right-wing populist group. And Oppenheimer's dominated the Oscars, winning seven gongs, including Best Film, Director and Actor. Emma Stone won her Best Actress for Poor Things, but Barbie just managed one for Billie Eilish's original song. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking pretty overcast here in Brentwood. Top temperature is going to be 10 degrees, so feeling... I think it's quite mild today, but overcast. There might be about a 50% chance of rain about 2 o'clock. Other than that, it should be a dry day, but looking pretty miserable, going down to about 5 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. How are you on this Monday morning? Looking a little bit grim outside. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. There we go. The wrong clap of my hands. just clap back. Trying to keep warm. One hand's gone really cold. That hand's gone like an icicle this morning. I don't know why. And the other hand, I've only got two, by the way. The left hand's feeling pretty warm. Now, I had a busy weekend. I was off on Thursday, as you know. I had a lovely birthday meal that was gorgeous. I had a big pork chop and I had pudding. I don't normally have pudding, but that was lovely. And lots of flowers and presents and well wishes, so thank you very much. That's done now. I don't have a birthday week. I have a birthday day. That's done. Hopefully, fingers crossed, same again next year. Over the weekend, I popped to Oxford to see my sister, who was down there. She doesn't live there. This is the Welsh, the one who lives in Wales. Really nice Oxford. I ended up going for this Lebanese meal, and I've never eaten Lebanese food. Well, that'll be changing. Oh, yes. I had this drink, by the way, non-alcoholic, but it said cherry and coconut, and I thought it was going to be really thick and maybe it might be a bit sickly, but it wasn't. It was cherry coconut with rose petals and mint, and it was iced. It was gorgeous. Also, there was a kind of a hummusy dish, but that had like pomegranates and some sort of maple thing. I don't know what it was, and some nice chicken, but the food was gorgeous. I would definitely go again. I think there's I don't know if it's a chain or if there's another one in London, but it was lovely, really lovely. And I like the rose petals, the molasses, that's what it was. It was like I can't explain, it was kind of on the hummus but a little bit sweet, and there was meat on there as well. It was just, and a flatbread. Yeah, I like that. I'm addicted to hummus at the best of times. It wasn't called hummus though, it was something else, I can't remember. But there was falafels and all sorts of things. It was just lovely. I love meals like that. And Anyway, so I've got to tell you my story of what happened. Because I had pretty woman walking down the street. I had a... If you're wondering why I'm singing that, I just randomly, I had a pretty woman moment. Now I should do it. Pretty woman walking down the street. That's what I should have done, rather than just singing that. Oh, dear, never mind. I should... Sorry, that came back completely wrong. I meant to do the little bit of an intro about I had my pretty woman moment, then going, pretty woman walking down the street. But I did it round the wrong way, so you obviously thought I was having a bit of a moment. Anyway... I was in a shop in the, they've got Westfield, it's like a Westfield section in Oxford. Loads of lovely shops. So I went into the shop and I thought to myself, I've seen this bag at Lakeside, and this shop is at Lakeside too. I thought, I'm going to treat myself. You know, it's been my birthday. I've got a little bit of money for my birthday. I might buy this bag, which is silver, a crossbody bag, and I really like it. I've already got a silver crossbody bag, but I've used it and it was quite, it's one of my most favourite bags, but it's basically, I've treated it badly and it looks like it's falling to bits. So, I went into the shop and they're quite snooty. I didn't get that impression first of all. They're very older ladies. I'm an older lady myself, but older ladies kind of very, very firm hair. Okay, very firm hair. And you're wondering why I'm going in a shop like that in the first place, because none of the clothes would fit me in a million years. So it's very like a wedding type shop. But they do have nice handbags. But I've been in one at Lakeside and they were lovely. So in I go. And... I said, oh, have you got this silver bag? Because I've seen it. I said, but I haven't seen it in here. Have you got one? And so she went out the back. I'll go and have a look out the back. So that was already nice. Then she went out the back and she went to look for the bag. And then she came back and she said, no, we sent it back. I said, oh, no worries. I said, I'm not from Oxford. I said, but I'll go and have a look at my local one because they did have one. And I'll see if I can get it there because I really liked it, you know. And I was wearing jeans and my trainers. I didn't look, you know, I didn't look that scruffy. But as I turned around, she went, or you could try accessorize. And I went, sorry? Now, this bag, I just want to tell you how much the bag was. The bag was about £125. So it's not, for me, now a lot of people say that's cheap. For me, that is not a cheap bag. I know I've got friends that would spend £1,000 or more upwards on bags. I could never do that. Even if I had the money, I just wouldn't. It's not my type of thing. You know, if you've got the money to do it, it's fine. You know, you look at the Kardashians with like 40 grand bags or whatever, 100,000 pound handbags. I don't know what they spend anyway, but it's their money, do what they like. But anyway, I thought 120 is quite a lot, okay, for me. And it's a nice little leather bag, crossbody bag. So she went to me, you could try accessorize. And I went, sorry? And she went, oh, you could try Russell and Bromley, which is the other extreme. And I said, what, like the bag I'm wearing now? I said, because that's from Russell and Bromley. And I walked out. Was cheeky. I mean, the thing is, accessorize is good, but when you're looking at a bag for £120, why does she say, you know, saying to me go to it? That was my pretty woman moment, saying to me go to accessorize. I felt like going in there and buying every bag I possibly could get my hands on in her shop. I thought, no, I won't. But I mean, maybe she was trying. I just thought that was really, it was a little bit, why don't you try accessorize? And I thought, oh, it's a bit, no, I just thought I wasn't impressed with that. So that was my pretty woman moment. What do you think? Do you think I took it to heart too much and I shouldn't worry about it? I'm making a big fuss out of nothing. Or do you think that was a little bit of a, you know, go to the cheaper shop down the road, love? I don't know. Considering I was standing there with a Russell and Bromley bag, fair enough. It is beaten up to pieces. And it's the only time I've ever bought it, but it is only a tiny little bag from Russell and Bromley, to be fair. But I really liked it, so I bought it, and this was years ago. I just thought, Oh, that was a bit nasty. It really, I mean, that sort of thing, you see, you know how easygoing I am. That sort of thing could make me on the turn. Yeah, makes me go a bit, oh. So let me know what you think. Probably moaning about nothing. The other thing is, did you watch the Oscars? If so, what did you think about that? Is it me, or did the show used to be more exciting? Maybe it's because it was in the 1930s and 50s and 60s and all those sort of early Oscars up to the 70s, 80s, 90s. You didn't see people so much. Now we've got social media, you can see celebrities all the time. Whereas back in the day, you really would go, oh, look, they're wearing, we've not seen them for 6 months. But now they're in the papers and on socials. So what did you think? I thought that Ryan Gosling's singing was pretty good. I enjoyed that. So what did you think of the Oscars? Do you watch it? We'll be just having a look at Commonwealth Day, which is today, mid-air delivery, and a few other little bits and pieces. But let's kick off with Christine Aguilera. I've got some fantastic first plays for you today as well. Brand new music coming up. Can't wait to share it.
Ooh, someone to release me. You look in your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away, baby, baby, baby. We'll be right back.
radio because it's radio and it's local.
What's the point of these nights or these eyes, all these whiskeys all nice. If I wake up a little more lost.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I'm just tucking into, why's my voice so deep? I'm just tucking in. Did you hear that? It was very deep. still got that little bit of a cough. I can't get rid of that little niggly little cough since I was, since I went down with COVID. I didn't have a cough at the time. I don't know what it is. I keep clearing my throat. That's all I keep doing. But it will go eventually. Apparently there's something called the 100-day cough. Apparently somebody's mentioning that to me. I've got no idea, though, what it means. Just having a fat-free yogurt. I've a little bit of acid indigestion today. Just, I thought I'd share that with you. I forgot to take my tablet this morning and then also drunk some off milk. I hate doing that in the morning. I was having my toast. I was just watching the news and I was like, this toast don't taste very nice. And I went, hold on a minute. And I've already drunk half a cup of off milk in my coffee before I realised. You know when you get that kind of, something's not right. I went into the kitchen, I smelt in like the bottle of milk. I'm like, no, it's off. Because I still get milk delivered, you see. I'm a little bit different. I don't know why. We always had milk delivered as a kid to the front doorstep. So it's just a habit, really. Although if I have people over and I've used too much, I'll go and buy some. It's weird, isn't it? It's quite an old-fashioned thing to do. To have milk delivered. Why would you? Why would you just have milk delivered and not everything, you know? Well, I suppose a lot of people do get their shopping delivered, you know, from the supermarket and stuff, don't they, really? I mean, I did. When I was off ill, I had a few bags of shopping come over because I didn't know what I fancied. You know when you get unwell and you think, I don't know what I fancy, do I? And you have these weird cravings. Like, sometimes I'll have a craving for baked beans if I feel ill. Normally, I wouldn't touch them with a barge pole and very rarely eat them. I'd be in a certain mood because years ago, I couldn't stand them at all. I mean, since being a kid, I hated them. But then I have these, you get these urges, don't you? You go, oh, what? I don't know what to have. Oh, I fancy like strawberry ice cream. Because I don't really eat ice cream at all. I fancy a choc ice. The other one was like one of those drinks that are all with like banana and, you know, orange or whatever else. They put avocado and whatever. That sounds like a horrible blend, to be honest. But yeah, I fancy things like that. And then there was, I don't know, there was just other weird, looking through the list, I go, oh, I like that. There was nothing to make a meal with. There's just these little bits and pieces that you go, that sounds nice. And they're food that I eat when I don't feel particularly very well. But do you know what I do like, actually, and I don't have it very often? I forget how nice a tin of tomato soup can be, just with a bit of bread. I can taste it. It's very sharp, kind of sweet, sharp taste in that soup. And you know the brand I mean. I'm not going to give them a mention, but, even thinking about it, I'm like going, I'm not going to have it for lunch, though, because I've got acid indigestion. That's not going to help. Now, we've got some new music coming up. I'm going to play you some Abby Flynn and Beat Bakery, brand new, with My Own Woman. This is out, I think it's just out. It's getting loads of play on BBC Introducing across the UK on the different stations. So it's doing brilliantly. And thanks very much. I'm playing it for you. Oh, no, I can't do it yet. I can't do it for you yet. You're going to have to wait. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play something else instead. Shall I just play something? Yeah, I'll play something else instead. I'm going to play tomorrow's guest, who is J-Cass. Another great track. This is called Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin and Pajinda. I'm going to be talking to both Pajinda and J-Cass tomorrow about the track. This is brilliant independent music at its best, and it's out tomorrow.
I don't want to cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. I don't wanna do the world won't let me. When you grow old, when you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live?
Listen, hey yo, 10 toes down, waving my crown. Hearing that sound, you know who it is. Cause I navigate streets, my drip so neat. I'm so unique, you know who it is. I'm Chef City's finest, bars like the Midas. Call me your highness, you know where the shine is. I'm hooked on game, method bring pain. Injecting out your system, a brand new strain. Man's got fire, man's got flames. Yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same. They tried to put me down, so then I made a raise. And really sent up from cradle to grave. Listen. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Listen. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. What? David bust Goliath, you know. And then Goliath fell. You know. I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way.
God, keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me. J-Cass, thinking the past, so quick, so fast. As you know, this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. O novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia. Gia, e eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha tinha. Fortaleci-me, disse o mundo, I am a mate B. Fui guilhotina, peço game, santos lá o fim. Vim agora com revolta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse muia nica que esse winner cycle logo push luz. Sangue na caneta, vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way.
Look, hey yo, no more tears, burn them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on rap, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life less than a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When I opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lighter and life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Fighting off ears, and for those that don't hear, I guess I'll have to leave this track running for years, nodding.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live? Can I live?
Getting any younger, the years are catching up on me. I'm almost 23. I quit my job, it wasn't healthy. I'm not where I wanna be, where I wanna be. But therapy has kinda helped.
Thought I'd be flying by now, but I'm be flying by now, but I feel so glued to the ground. I look around, everybody's in the same boat, so let go and know that you're not alone. For I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down when nothing feels like home. It's good to know that you're not alone.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, let's have a look and see what's happening in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Now, tonight, Monday the 11th of March, you've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. That takes place here in Brentwood at the Essex Arms, which is on Worley Hill, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm till 10pm. Recorded and selection played on Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. So take along your guitar or your piano or your memory stick for your backing track on it, and you can do some music and sing. Bring a few people with you if you like. And if you're an experienced singer or it's your first time up on stage, it'll be a warm welcome.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday. I ordered a wig. Was it yesterday or the day before? Might have been the day before. I was on TikTok shop and I've been seeing everybody. Well, the thing is, I should have bought it ages ago because I saw it ages ago. And I thought, you know, this thing cost me £13. You can imagine what it's going to look like. But it's a wig that's pink and then sort of darker at the bottom. And now everybody's buying this wig because everybody's sort of caught on what a good bargain it is. And it's a great wig just to throw on because a lot of people do wear wigs, you know. Even if you've got, you know, some people have to wear them for necessity. And some people just wear them because it's easier rather than do your hair. It's just plonk one on. I think for gigs and things like that, if you know, when I get some, it would be amazing to be able to just put your hair up and just you know, put the wig on. I have had some in the past, but some of them looked a little bit kind of bit too show busy. I had one that looked like Bob from The Simpsons. That wasn't my best look. But I did love it. It added about 6 foot to my head. But I might wear it. I might not wear it into the station, but I might do a little video for you to see. It does look like it'll be quite a little funky wig. You've got to spray it with some stuff, though, to give it a bit of texture, because otherwise they can look a little bit wiggy. There's some amazing wigs out there now. They're front laced, don't they? So you can take them off your, you know, you can take them away from your face. There's some beautiful hair pieces. And also there's this new thing, if you've got thinning hair, this is, you know, people like have extensions and they always look ratty and horrible. There's a new thing now which is basically undetectable. I've just seen that come out, which just looks incredible. So they put these like strands of hair in close to your root, but you can't actually tell there's any extensions there. They look fabulous. I don't need any though. My hair is very thick and very wiry, so that's why I'm buying a wig. Right, don't know why I'm sharing that with you. I felt like I needed to tell you.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Stuttering all over the place. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Easy journey in this morning on the M25 for me. No problems there. So coming from Lakeside up towards Brook Street roundabout, it is clear, and then heading onwards to the M11, no issues. The A12 is flowing nicely right the way up to into Chelmsford, but you do have the roadworks 40 mile an hour, junction 13 to 16 in both directions. Not a problem during the day, but there are some nighttime closures and there will be some signage there in operation. A little bit busy, tiny bit busy around Wilson's Corvette, but nothing major on the roads at all at the moment, so all looking pretty clear. Not playing that song. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. It was just a little bit slow and a bit drab. I can't have that during daytimes. Here is Shapeshifters. This is Lola's Theme, and you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Yeah, yeah.
Around in disguise,
And that is July, a talk with Governess Shadow. That was out in 2020, just coming up to 10:45. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Nice to see that I'm receiving lovely emails here, or little messages on Instagram. Mystery box for your pet. We're on the lookout for models to represent our pet brand. We think you'd be perfect as a model and have the opportunity to try our unique pieces for free. Well, thank you very much. I don't have any pets. You've got, what is it, Hick Woof, and then our team will get back to you with further details. I don't think so.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 221. With us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got some Beyoncé coming up, and then we've got Beat Bakery featuring Abby Flynn.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado,
ooh,
in my city.
In the basement,
that ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey, we're surviving. A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. This ain't Texas,
oh.
Ain't no hold'em,
hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
oh.
And throw your keys up,
hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor.
And I'll be damned,
ooh.
If I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
There's a heat wave
coming at us,
too hot to think straight. me honey too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me honey too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Ah, oh, she's doing ever so well, that Beyonce. She might be famous. That's with Texas Hold'em, which is currently number one, I think, in the country charts. Well done to her. What a great thing. Years ago, you never would you have... you'd have said, I do R&B or I do soul music, I do rock music, and you don't go outside of that. And I think that's the most amazing thing for songwriters now. They can write in any genre they want to and put the music out. Beyonce has proved it. Although there is room for more than just the Beyoncés of this world and the Adeles of this world, because there are so many fabulous independent musicians, and I play them on this show and across Phoenix FM shows as well with the other presenters here supporting independent music. It's really important. There are songs equally as good as that one by Beyoncé that you may never hear of because it's independent, and there are over 100,000 new pieces of music put out every single day. So it's always good when you get to hear that one of your favourites is doing absolutely brilliantly. Now, Beat Bakery, I've played on this show loads with Holly Berry, Too Hot, that's out at the moment as well, George Bone, who's been a guest, Milena, and now they're working with the one and only Abby Flynn, who's had massive success, also on Sky News, talking about the music industry last week as well, and you'll find her across social media. She is doing brilliantly. Beat Bakery, again, being played all over the BBC, so well done to the guys who work so hard. This is their collaboration, and it's a remix of Abby Flynn's track called My Own Woman, which was released, I think it's actually coming out on the 25th. I could be wrong. Fingers crossed I've got the right date, otherwise I get shouted at. But have a listen to this. This is doing brilliantly. This is My Own Woman, Abby Flynn and Beat Bakery.
Love me or leave me, but I never change. Boy, I ain't here to play. I'm in a better place. If you ain't winning, get out my way. Some of these men want us to play small. Go on, pass me the ball. I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. Are you looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart? If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn to love all of me. Now I know my worth. I'm my own woman. Now I put me first. I
new one. This is the Pet Shop Boys with Loneliness.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
That's all coming up today on Phoenix and 98FM. We're going to go up to the news and I'll be back with more right after this.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.